Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello.
Okay, big press conference.
So loud. Should have sold tickets.
They wouldn't pay. Before we get started, as with Cody, there's a roving mic, so if you can raise your hand if you want to ask a question, and just... But time is limited, so if you could, after you ask a question, be prepared to pass the mic on to the next person. You'll be helping your colleagues. Vinny?
Jürgen, there'll be various words used to describe this one ahead of the game, I would think. You've probably had revenge mentioned to you already, but I just wonder, with what's gone before against Real Madrid in your time here, what does that do for the mindset? What does that do for the mood within the dressing room ahead of the last 16 tie with them?
I don't know. Different things happened to us with Real Madrid, to me. Dortmund, I have a Dortmund already, a Real Madrid story. And one of the biggest clubs in the world, most successful clubs for sure, won this competition, I don't know how often, and super experience. And our own story now, just recently, if you want. So we played this final in Paris, and I didn't watch it back since then until this weekend. So the thing I realized immediately, now I know why I didn't watch it back. So, but I had to. It was proper torture, because we played a good game and we could have won the game, and that's a decisive goal. We could, because we didn't. They scored a decisive goal, we didn't. And that was the reason. You could see in this game how experienced Madrid is, how little they are fussed by the fact when the other team has chances. They don't lose confidence in 1 second. They know our chance will come. They are there for that. Then they defend with legs, deep defending together. So this is this team, and that's the competition, and that's what you can learn from them, definitely. But that's 7-8 months ago. Before that, the last time when they knocked us out, we played there on the training ground and here in an empty stadium. Here the game was really good. Was a really good 0-0 where we had we let them run. Let me say it like this: we let them work hard for the money, and that was good. But this is now different teams, same clubs, different teams, different times. And so there's a history. In the last few years, one of us was kind of always in a final. That's how it feels, at least. And usually, if you want to go to the final, it's always you have to kick us out or them. This time we play each other. So let's see who can go through.
Just checking team news. How's Darwin? Any chance that he'll be available to play?
There's a chance. From all the possible scenarios, apart from being absolutely nothing, that's not the case. We have to see how he can deal with the pain. And when we know that, we have to make a decision.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Dom?
Yeah, again, obviously it is different teams and whatever, but you've got the feeling that you've wanted to play Real Madrid at a full Anfield since 2018, since you lost to them in the final, for them to actually come here and your team to be absolutely firing against them.
Yeah, if that would be a one-leg game just at home against Real Madrid, I would exactly say that, but I played in a full Bernabeu as well, and that's a pretty impressive audience as well, let me say like this. So that will help, hopefully, tomorrow night. And I know our people will give their absolute everything. I can't wait to play the game, really. But going then to the Bernabeu is a tough place as well to go. So they turned around a lot of things. So and we don't even have a lead yet. So that will be really hardest work. But who cares? It's Champions League, and it's how I said, it's one of the biggest games in the world. At least one of the biggest games I ever heard about. And with the recent history with one of us in the final, blah blah blah, and quite successful in the competition, difficult to play against. Grinding results out, all this kind of thing. It will be a top football game, and I'm really happy that we can play it now. Like 4 weeks ago, it would have been different, but life is all about timing, and maybe we found back our feet right in time for this game. Even when I would have expected us to be ourselves as well, even if we wouldn't have won the last two games, because it's a different competition, and you have to use this opportunity. But so now we have these two results, and hopefully we can build on that. But we need to play a super game. We need to play two super games, to be honest, to get through. But I have no problem with that, because if you don't play your best, you don't have a chance. Real Madrid doesn't have to play their best and still have a chance. And that's the difference. And that's pretty special. But I can't wait.
Mike?
Jürgen, how much encouragement do you draw, not just going into this Champions League game, but for the rest of the season, the last two performances and results, Liverpool looked a lot more like a team again?
True, it did. But we still have to prove that point. So that's how it is. Now that's a different competition, and whatever we can take. But then after that is Crystal Palace. So we need results. There's no shadow of a doubt. We were already in a similar situation. I don't say performance-wise, but result-wise, we're in a similar situation directly after the World Cup break, I think, with the two wins, look like, oh, now we are there. So we have to prove that point. But you're right, it looks different, and we feel it, and we see it. Helps the mood massively. And from here, we have to go. So that's how it is. But for tomorrow night, whatever we would have done at the weekend, I would have expect us to fight with all we have, because this is a... You always work so hard for qualifying for the Champions League, so I really think you have to cherish these moments where you just think, okay, that's Liverpool, Real Madrid. That's if we all dreamt of that. We all did. and that will never change, that it will be a special game. And so, I expect Anfield on their toes, to be honest. I'm really happy for the people that they saw us in a better shape the last two games, that they have a bit more things to look forward to. And yeah, let's go together again.
Paul Joyce.
Would it be fair to say Carlo and Real Madrid are probably the ultimate test in European football, given all the experience and everything what you're saying there?
Yeah, they are. So what I said, somebody told me, I don't know even if it's true or not, but that Carlo said after the final with Liverpool was cool, that they know exactly what they will face. After the final, before the final, I don't know exactly. I watched the game back now. If we're knowing exactly what we will do, we have to win this game. We didn't. for the one reason that we didn't score and conceded, but apart from that, we should have won this game. But Carlo is the most relaxed manager I ever met in my life, one of the best people you can meet. Fantastic person, humble person, super smart and nice. And he obviously, his man management is a completely different level to all of us. And I respect that a lot, I admire that a lot. And so, yes, with this world-class team, which they were last year, brought in super exciting young players. Struggled a bit in the league. I don't know if you can call that struggling, but Barcelona is just a few points ahead. But apart from that, they are always super, super competitive and super difficult to beat. And so, yeah, this combination is a difficult one. That's true. But I think it makes absolutely sense to try it anyway.
Jürgen, did you watch the game on your own?
Unfortunately, yes.
On your own, yeah.
Yeah.
And you said that you saw no sign of Madrid panicking during the game when they had. So how do you change that? How do you, in this game, make them feel vulnerable? Is it the intensity that you play at? Or?
So in general, I don't think you can make this team panicking. So because there were enough reasons. So the chances we had and the saves Courtois had to make, that's where somebody could think, oh my God. We have to close this gap or we'll close this gap. What held us a little bit back was the fact that it's a final. So we didn't take enough risk in little moments. We weren't adventurous enough. We were super protective because the possible counterattack threat, rightly so, we saw with the goal. But analyze is always super easy. Because especially with a year later, you can tell, oh, here we could pass this ball, and here if you pass that ball. But it was a little bit, when I'm watching back, it was a little bit of feeling. So here and there, the extra spark, and we could have made this thing. But again, it's Real Madrid, and we cannot play this game without respect and just say, who cares? White shirts, then the badge on the shirt. There's Modric, Kroos, Casemiro, whatever, Benzema, Vinicius, Valverde. So it's like all of them. Absolutely world class. Now they have too many. Coming out, it's just it's a really well set up team. So and that's why it's so difficult. But doesn't mean it's not possible. So we tried it in a final, but in the rounds before when they played City and PSG, I think both games looked definitely like game over, and it wasn't. And that's their quality. And if you win the competition, some of their players won it five times. Yeah. Yeah, you probably think you own the competition, and they are probably right. I'm not sure, but we still want to give it a try.
We've got a lot of hands up. We won't get through everyone, so I apologise for that. But if we can go to the gentleman in the red, please.
Jürgen, I believe you have been following what's happening to Vinicius in Spain, the constant abuse towards him.
No.
You're not?
No.
Okay. Some people say that what's happening, there is a factor that an aspect of his game is sometimes provocative, that creates some reaction. And you have faced Vinicius in Real Madrid 3 times. I wonder if you have ever noticed any provocative behavior from him?
I understood the question. That he's doing something on the pitch which could cause what kind of things happen to him?
So people are, yeah, most of the time,
there's
yes.
There's nothing in the world who could exactly. justify that. Exactly. Whatever he's doing on the pitch, but I don't know, but it would be nothing, so I don't think. Imagine I would say, yes, this part of his game could cause, that's completely insane. No, nothing. Yes, as far as I know, he's a world-class player. You should not leave him a lot in 1-1 situations or alone. He was that night with a really young age. Didn't get fussed by the way the game went, like that they were not always dominant, stuff like that. He was there in the decisive moment. I'm pretty sure that makes him already a Real Madrid legend at a very young age. And I hope he's not fussed by any idiots who say something about him, but I didn't hear that now the first time. I don't read these kind of things, to be honest.
Much appreciated.
Dave Maddock.
Jürgen, when you looked at the game, one of the features when you do look it back is that the atmosphere was so wrong for a final, for obvious reasons. It should be a celebration, but it clearly wasn't, and that affected the whole atmosphere. I just wonder whether you feel it's important that maybe Liverpool fans get the chance to have that celebration in this game at Anfield instead. Yeah.
Look, I don't think we needed the Paris game to make this a special game. So there's a normal sports spill open. So we lost the game, and that's the good thing about sport. You want to put things right, and that's what we tried. That's all. There's nothing what happened in the Paris game around was responsible for Real Madrid. Nothing was responsible of our people. But that game wouldn't have happened. This would be a massive game tomorrow night. It would be. Our people are football people. And Real Madrid is in town. And celebrate this kind of event in the best possible way, how we did it over the last years. I can't wait for them as well. They just enjoy that. The Real Madrid fans who come here should well be welcomed in the best possible way. Go out in the city, be in pubs and stuff like this, and enjoy your time here and come to one of the most historical football places in the world, and enjoy yourself. So that's right. And then two top teams face each other, so I can't see why the Paris final should be a reason to enjoy it more. I don't know. But I think we spoke enough about the Paris final, all the things what happened there, and you're right, the atmosphere, I watched it back, but I watch football games without sound, so I cannot say anything about the atmosphere in that moment. But as I said, I heard a lot, and the mood people arrived in the stadium after making it into the stadium was absolutely not for watching a football game in the end, and so that's why this day should have been completely different, so, but we all know that.
Last one, Sir Jim, at the end of the row.
¿Qué tal, Jürgen? Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Mi pregunta es sobre Vinicius. Se ha enfrentado a ustedes 3 veces, les ha marcado 3 goles. Quería saber, ya ha comentado que el Madrid tiene muchos grandes jugadores, pero si tiene para mañana un plan especial para defenderle, viendo que es el futbolista más desequilibrante.
Yeah, well, you always do try. You try to deny passes to them, but the problem what we have is a little bit like, if you can defend Vinicius properly, then there's Benzema. If you can defend him as well properly, then there's Valverde or Rodrigo or whoever. if you can defend all three, then Toni Kroos fires the ball from 25 yards in the far corner. Luka Modric has an idea and goes through. That's the Germany picks up a ball and fires it from 25 yards or arrives in a box and heads it in. So that's how it is with world-class teams. They have world-class players. And you have them. You have to defend them collectively. And that's what we will try.
Thank you, everyone.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.